Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hayden, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is set to make an appearance in Western New York and Buffalo on Monday. Obviously, it's a big get by the University at Buffalo, having a Supreme Court justice come to Western New York, come to the University at Buffalo. As a member of the University at Buffalo Democrats, how do you guys feel about her coming out here?
You know, I think it's a real opportunity for us members to really get to see and hear from a living legend. A lot of people of our members and across the university, especially in the UB Law School, see her as a real role model, as someone to look up to. She has broken numerous glass ceilings throughout her life, and she's truly one of the great legal minds of our time, and we really see it as an honor and a privilege to be able to hear from her.
Now, we don't know exactly what she's going to be talking about on Monday at the University at Buffalo, but obviously she's had such a lengthy career. Like you had mentioned, she's been a trailblazer for a lot of people, but is there any topic in particular that you or the UB Dems are really looking forward to hearing her talk about?
You know, obviously, we live in tremendous legal times, and I think Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been one of, at times, the sole voices standing up for workers' rights. And we definitely want to hear her weigh in on the rights of unions and making sure that working people are protected. But a lot, obviously, we want to hear everything she has to say. Whatever it is.
Obviously, union rights are, you know, that's something obviously that's important, I would imagine, to college students as you guys get ready for the workforce as well. Do you think that, would I be accurate in saying that that's a reason why you guys are really interested in workers' rights, especially because, you know, within 2 years, you're a junior at UB, you'll be right in the workforce just like a lot of people, right?
Right, exactly. I think as college students, we have a very specified range of issues that affect us, from job creation to student debt reform to college affordability, healthcare. All these issues really affect students. But when we're talking about workers' rights, it's really important that young people are represented in the workplace, and unionization is a big part of that.
You know, it's been no secret that Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been a target of Republicans, you know, because she's considered one of the most liberal justices on the Supreme Court. What do you think about, you know, the criticisms that she's had to face because of the way that her record on decisions in the Supreme Court? What do you think about, you know, the controversies, so to say, that she has had from opponents of hers?
Well, I think, obviously, I'm not Ruth Bader Ginsburg's press secretary, but I can only say that she stands by her record. I think the reason she's being criticized is because there's, in large part, sometimes spiritual disagreement on the issues. But I feel like for the same reasons that other people maybe on the right would criticize her record, I would call those badges of honor. You know, when you stand up for LGBT people as long as she has, when you stand up for women and working people, people of color, all people of marginalized groups, our environment, like Ruth Bader Ginsburg has, the justice, those are badges of honor. So if you want to say that those are attacks, I mean, that's on you.
There had been a lot of speculation about her future because of her declining health over the years. How much longer do you think she's going to be serving on the Supreme Court?
I think reasonably, I mean, you can look to her previous comments. She said she would stay in until there's an ex-Democratic president. Obviously, she doesn't. There could be an event where she doesn't get to make that call. But I just hope nothing but the best for the justice and her family in regards to her health.
Gotcha. And what do you think her legacy will ultimately be on the Supreme Court, knowing that, you know, she's on the back half of her career?
I think when you look to other modern legal scholars like Antonin Scalia and the like, you see really they defined a generation in terms of legal casework, case law. And I think for Justice Ginsburg, that's going to look like being a real trailblazer and being comfortable standing alone in a crowded room to say you disagree and to stand up for the legal right of the minority.
obviously, this is the first weekend that a lot of students are rolling into the University at Buffalo campus. I know you're going to be there this weekend as well, just getting all settled in and everything. But, you know, the appearance is on Monday. How are you guys going to rally freshmen or anybody who would be interested in politics to go see the Supreme Court Justice? What are you guys going to do?
Well, obviously, it was very gracious of President Chapathi to extend the invitation for the degree honoring ceremony to undergraduate students. Unfortunately, the seats were very limited, and when a Supreme Court justice comes to town, it's very, very, very contentious whether or not you're going to be able to get your ticket. A lot of members of our organization weren't able to get seats. I was lucky to have gotten my ticket off of the wait list. There was a very, very lengthy wait list. And, you know, we're coming back last semester. The university was gracious to invite the vice president to speak as our distinguished choice speaker. And we just are really excited that we're starting the year off with a bang with hearing from the justice.
All right, Hayden, that's just about everything. Is there anything else you wanted to get out that I haven't asked you?
You know, just that we're going to be meeting Tuesdays for all undergraduate students, and we really enjoy the healthy debate.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.